I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District, October 25th, 7 o'clock. Join me for prayer. Dear gracious Father, we acknowledge your guiding hand as we see the improvements made to Holiday Park. We have created safer places to walk for our residents. Changes have been made in our community where new accommodations have been erected to replace older homes, and in some cases, some rather derelict homes. It is pleasant to the eye to see these changes. We thank you for this blessing on our community. We have reviewed all our policies and made the appropriate changes so that we may be able to live in harmony with each other. Thanks to the committee who engineered this effort. Each household will have a chance to act on the changes in the deed restrictions. Thank you for the fall season and the cooler weather. The changing season is a welcome sign. It also means that the snowbirds will join us again. We thank you for the slowing down of the COVID virus. Bless all those who have been vaccinated to help flatten the curve, and let us remember to care for ourselves and our neighbors. Keep us all safe and heal those who are suffering from the infection. Restore their health. As the evening draws to a close, grant us peaceful rest and awaken us in the morning to a bright new day. You are good beyond all measure. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge of Allegiance. Madam Secretary, will you take the roll?
Sure. Jack Emmerich?
Here.
Carol Summers?
Present.
Cheryl Moore? Here. Keith Richer?
Here.
Paul Goblick? Absent. Karen Allen? Richard Brooks? Terry Steimer?
Here.
And Cherie Morris is joining us also. Thank you.
Several announcements to put on the agenda. First of all, if you haven't silenced your phones, will you please do so? I'd like to welcome Officer Selecki, who's here to keep order. As you see under the announcements, one was on the agenda. We will be calling Gary Vincent forth in a little bit. He has made an application for seat number 5. New, we'll share with you that if you have any ACC concerns, we will only invite comments if you have met with ACC representatives about your concern, and we'll only hear anything if somebody has written up a petition that asks the board to take a look into something. Otherwise, we will not entertain complaints about the ACC. Third, basically for the board, but also for information for the residents, we have an estimate in hand for our gate. If you've been in and out of the park in the last week or so, you notice that the gate has been not working. So we have a bid from CDA Solutions. Cherie did a little checkup and found out that the gate that we're looking to replace is at least 10 years old. So that answers the question that I had from a board member or two right away. How old is the one? But it's been piecemeal of late that we've had repairs made to it, and it seems best that we replace it at this time. And I don't know, board members, if you are ready or not, if you brought your special meeting minutes that were unapproved, brought them along for the meeting tonight. It wasn't on the agenda, but I wrote it down so that we wouldn't forget it. One way or the other, if we have to delay it till the November meeting, we can, but if we have the opportunity to clear the deck with that, we should. Is that better? No? Try this way?
Yes.
All right, thumbs up. Should have caught that a long time ago, right? Okay. At this point, I'd like to call Gary Vincent forward to the microphone here. And Secretary, do you want to read his application?
I don't have it, I'm sorry.
Here, you can borrow mine.
I've got it, thank you.
Dear Holiday Park Board of Trustees, I would like to apply for the open seat on the Board of Trustees. After researching all of our retirement living options for over 3 years, we chose Holiday Park because it is the best place around. I would truly enjoy working with all the trustees, ACC board members, HPPOA board members, Holiday Park management, staff, and residents. My goal would be to help continue the very commendable improvements that have been going on here in recent years. I have been a certified mil-spec precision welder fabricator for 48 years. I retired July 1st of this year. I was in a leadership role for 40 of those years as a lead man or supervisor. During my entire career, I have worked to develop teams that respect each other and communicate well as we successfully accomplish the work we needed to do. I am going to live out my life here at Holiday Park, and I want to do what I can to help make it the best it can be. I know there would be challenges and some tough decisions to be made. If we communicate well and the residents understand the need for the decisions that are made, there will be less friction and frustration for everyone. Honesty is my strongest trait, and it will help me to build on the trust you would place in me as a trustee. I want to thank you for your consideration and will be happy to be here no matter your decision. Thank you.
Okay. I await a motion, and then we can begin discussion. He can share more if you have questions for Gary or
I'll make a motion to approve Gary Vincent for a Board of Trustee position.
I'll second it.
Made and seconded. Any questions, comments?
Yes, I have a comment, and
okay.
I would like to address it. Mr. Vincent, I've already spoken to you a little bit today about this concern. You are aware that if we place you in seat five, the position will only serve for a period of 2 months until the end of December, as that seat is up for election on November 2nd. If you choose to continue on the board, you will have to run for a vacant seat at any other given time after the beginning of the year. So are you willing to accept the position for just the 2 months, knowing that it's going to be a challenge for you to continue working with the board and other things beyond that?
Yes, I am. I know that we have
not an entire board, but yes, I'm all aware. Audience, do you have any questions for Gary?
I appreciate the few times that we've spoken and the way you've carried yourself in the meetings. It's nice seeing that coming from the audience, and
I'm sorry.
I'm sure it will continue.
Can you speak up a little bit?
I said, I appreciate the way he has spoken to us in the past and communications that we've had during and after meetings, and I appreciate his respect and admission that things aren't perfect and communication is important.
Okay. We'll ask. All in favor of Gary's application to the Board of Trustees, raise your right hand. Six.
Seven. Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven. 7-0.
7-0. Motion pass.
Welcome, Gary. You see you have a spot over there on the table. Oh, hold it. You can't leave yet. The secretary needs to swear you in.
I feel like I ought to stand up when I do this. I'm going to repeat this. Places are tricky. I'll try to stop when I need to. We've never asked you to raise. Have we asked you to raise your right hand before? And they could read it, right. I do solemnly swear that I will. Is that on?
I do solemnly swear that I will.
Support, protect, and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of the state of Florida. That I'm duly qualified to hold office.
That I'm duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will.
And that I will.
Well and faithfully.
Well and faithfully.
Perform the duties of trustee of the.
Perform the duties of trustee of the.
Board of Trustees.
Board of Trustees.
Of the Port Malabar Holiday Park.
Of the Port Malabar Holiday Park.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
On which I am now about to enter, so help me God. On which I am now about to enter.
About which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Close enough.
Welcome. Number six, looking for a motion to approve October 11th minutes.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the October 11th minutes as presented.
I second it.
Any comments from board? Any from the audience? If not, all in favor of on the Board of Trustees, raise your right hand.
Pardon me? This is my right. 8-0, motion pass.
Okay. What about the October 20th special meeting minutes?
Right here.
They're pretty
short and sweet.
Was the deed restriction meeting? Wait a motion. Karen?
I'll second.
Karen asked for a motion to be introduced, and Cheryl Seconded it. Any questions, trustees, of the October 20th minutes? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Same sign. Yes, it was up.
8-0, motion passed.
I had one question. Did we figure out what reservations meant?
Nobody has an answer.
Okay.
Been in there forever.
Treasurer's report. Keith?
Okay, thank you. This is September, so it's the last report of the 2021 year. As you can see, the $1,335,808 was our budget this last month. We took in very little because most of the fees have been paid, but we still paid out the regular and maybe a little more extra fees. Year to date, we have spent $1,342,732, which is over budget, about $6,924. That was what the anticipated. That's what we went over. So we basically brought in a little more than what we, over budget than what we brought in. So we brought in a little extra money from that. Now the total expenditures were $1,444,241. That means we're over budget on the expenditures by $108,433. Now, almost all of that is from the capital gains, which we took from the regular funds. We went over, we basically went over our capital funds part. Can't remember, but it was more than that. So most everything that we overspent, we put too little reserves in our capital fund. You can see we spent we went over budget on that by $192,000 in the capital gain because we didn't understand we were going to doing the sidewalks. Okay? Now, but as you can see by the end of September, which is true but not really good fact, you might say, we have $1,158,020 in the account. That's the two TD banks and the SBA account in cash. So we have over $1 million there. However, this does not include the last payment for the sidewalks, which is about $130,000. That's coming out this month. So we have under $1 million, we have about $900,000 in our reserves that left over from last year because we had reserves from before, so it was brought down. Just so you know that. Next month's going to have a lot of expenditures out of it that we're paying for this year, like the sidewalks, because we weren't going to pay them until they were done. One of the bocce ball courts, and those will be. But when those are done, but we also... when we get done October's report, it will have 1 month of expenses paid for that month or the first month of next budget. And our budget next month is basically the same income and expenses. So we're not bad. We still got money, not as much as we did, but we've made some big improvements, and they will come out. But I figure we have what we budgeted for next year and what we're bringing in should match each other. So we're right at $900,000 to have capital improvements for next year. Now, how that's broke up, I don't have them, the reserve funds yet. We haven't put those funds, those pockets together. But we have about $900,000 of reserve. Now, I'm not saying we're using all that because we need some reserves in case of hurricanes and stuff like that too. I had people ask me about how much money we had for these, and that's about as close as I can come to telling you that after we have our income and our expenses according to our budget, our reserve funds, or whatever you want to call them, is about $900,000. Any questions? And that was, and that will be with the sidewalk and the bocce court paid off.
Okay. Asking for a motion so that it will be filed for audit. Karen? Second?
Second.
Are any questions? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor of filing Keith's report for audit, say aye, or raise your right hand.
I've got 8-0, motion passed.
All right. Moving on to the district manager's report, Cherie? Nope.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, sidewalk replacement continues. It's actually finished. I believe that they're going to be removing the section of concrete in front of the gatehouse. Has that been done yet, Terry?
No.
No, that's no. The last of it.
That would be for the gate committee to continue with that operation.
Okay. All right. The city of Palm Bay required O'Galley Electric to obtain a letter of default from FPL for the LED sign electric installation. O'Galley Electric has submitted the application along with the letter from FPL. We're waiting for the permits. We're hoping the permits will be expedited as the documents have already been reviewed. As soon as O'Galley receives the permits, they will be scheduling us immediately. So we're first on their agenda. The equipment for the aeration system for the back pond is here. They're having a difficult time with staffing. So when they come out to put in the aeration system, they're going to look at both of the fountains to make sure that we can add the lighting to both of the ponds. Bocce ball courts are finished. We deducted the $59.99 for an extra set of balls with the holders, which were promised to Holiday Park. We will purchase them those ourselves. We did receive two new sets, however, one is smaller. We'll keep those as well. We will be landscaping the surroundings on either side of both courts, and we will be staining that center concrete area, and then all of the sitting areas will be stained the same color. We're going to do that in-house. In the next couple of weeks, Cheryl Moore and I will be inspecting all of the drainage areas in the park. We will develop a plan of action and submit it to the Board of Trustees. One of the three derelict homes I had mentioned in my last report, 280 Blossom, will be going up for auction on January 20th by the Brevard County Tax Collector's Office. I did attach that to the trustees.
Just since you're paused there, I think that should be 2022.
2022, you're right. Okay. So it's going up for auction. 334 Holiday Park, Tina's old house sold for $39,000. And that auctioned off earlier in July. I mean, excuse me, September. So I think this is going to go. It's, I think, $35,000. It's the starting bid for that. And actually, it's $34,000. The redemption amount is $34,537.70. Estimated minimum bid is $35,514.45. And I believe they're going to get it. If it doesn't auction for that, obviously the highest bidder will get it. So I think either way, the house is going to be gone. So either gone, hopefully, or it will be fixed. It won't be derelict any longer. So let's cross our fingers for that one. To date, 441 Holiday Park Boulevard, 357 Holiday Park Boulevard, 1183 Greenview, 220 Blossom Lane, 487 Neighborly, they've been removed from the park. 1042 Moonlight and 340 Holiday Park have demo contracts pending ACC approval. Once they get ACC approval, they will go to the city of Palm Bay and get their permits, and those two will be out of here as well. We're in the process of filing for the surplus money from the county for 334 Holiday Park Boulevard. There is $28,000 available. We are researching all money owed to Holiday Park since the home became vacant and for services provided by Holiday Park a few months prior. And I have attached an attachment also for the trustees and the public if you want to see that. We will be replacing the outside water cooler. It's all rusted. The same with the faucets and the restrooms inside and out. The home at 437 Holiday Park is still occupied by the squatters. I don't know if you all have noticed, there's been a U-Haul there. Okay, so progress is, hopefully, let's hope for a smooth departure and they can get out of here. By the first, the sheriff will be here, the locks will be changed, and they will forfeit whatever they have in there, and then a trespass order will be issued for any occupants in that household. We finally got a return call from ASAP Small Engine Repair regarding the gator. The owner's been in the hospital, and we will hopefully, he'll be returning to work in the next week or so, and I will keep the Board of Trustees posted on this. This is going to be very important for us to have that because in the next 30 days, when the ACC Board does their 30-day inspection of the homes here that need to be weeded, which the park said in the violation letter, that we will be doing the services. We're probably going to have to hire manpower staff, about 10, maybe 8. I haven't figured this out yet. I'm going to work with Karen and Ron on this and the other ACC members. And what we'll do is just have our maintenance staff, grounds person, go out and just assign. I haven't thought this out clearly. I'm hoping we don't have any. But I think that's unrealistic to think that we're not going to have any, that we need to go and weed ourselves. So we're trying to figure out how we're going to get this done in a timely manner and also keep a good accounting of what the park has paid out and what we're going to bill back to the owners. Okay. There was a severe rat infestation in the grounds compound in the garage closest to the storage lot. Cummings Pest Control baited and killed all the rats. The leaf vacuum was infested with rats and with nests. The wires had been chewed through, etc. It was just a rat haven. Bob Cummings, who is an owner in the park, I don't know if you all are familiar with him, he said he would remove the vacuum from the premises. I wasn't feeling exactly generous, so he's given us $100 for parts. He said he could use that in another machine. It was virtually lost. I mean, it was so infested with rats, it was disgusting. The preparation ballots for the deed restriction vote is underway. We were hoping to get these posted this week. The committee has volunteered to stuff envelopes and make the preparations for the printing. A huge thanks to Becky, Bruce, Joanne, Mary, and Bill Linares for building us a brand new ballot box. Thank you so much. You guys worked so hard on this. It's really a great thing. I gave it to the board. There was a communication from Amazon, and they want to put a tracking device on our gate. And I'm going to read this to you real quick. Due to deliveries of pharmaceutical and same-day grocery deliveries, we are updating the way we deliver to all gated communities. Moving forward, all properties that have restricted access, gates, key fobs, 24-hour security, etc., will now be provided with a free device by us. This device will sit at the gate, at the front of the gate, out of sight, out of mind. Number one, benefits to the community. This device will restrict our drivers from the community unless they have packages to be delivered. The device registers the driver actually has packages for the community and will only give them access at that point. Number two, the device will keep an internal log of each driver, cargo, truck, van, normal, or unmarked vehicle. If there is ever an issue, we will know who went through the gate and what time in order to know who to hold accountable. Number three, the update allows you to set community rules such as speed limits and delivery times. No longer will drivers have unlimited access to enter your community at any time. You're in charge of when they can deliver. For if our device causes any issues with your gate or system, which has never happened before in the 3 years of installs, there is a $1 million insurance policy to cover damages. Five, the device gives Amazon the overall ability to hold each driver accountable for anything that may occur on the property. Six, the device increases security and accuracy and efficiency. So this is something that I think the board should look over and bring it up at the next meeting, go through the papers and see if you think that's something the park may benefit from. I think it's a great idea. I have not talked to any of the other communities that are using this, but it's a great way to monitor their speed, who's here, what they're delivering. So I think it's a great idea myself. Okay, I mentioned the bocce ball courts. The caulking, one thing that's not on the report is the caulking around the pool. That's been a thorn in my side. We have tried everything. We've tried concrete. We've tried liquid nails. We have tried regular rubberized caulking. So I'm out of ideas. It looks awful. And I want to just remove whatever is there and start fresh. So please bear with us. We're trying everything we can to aesthetically accommodate everything, and it just looks terrible. So this has been an ongoing project for me and the guys, and we will find something, and it will look nice when we're done. I promise. I'll do it myself. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Yeah.
Keith.
When you remove, you're talking about removing all the caulk, you have to lower the pool to do that?
No, this is outside where the apron is on the perimeter on the bottom of the pool. It has not the inside.
But now, are we going to talk to the pool people about what we use and they can do it professionally?
We've taken many suggestions.
From
so
them?
Far, I'm not happy. Yes, I'm not happy with any of them. I don't know if it's our workmanship, the mood that people are in when they're doing it. I'm not sure. I'm not happy with it. It just doesn't look right. It never has. So if we have to hire someone to come in and do it professionally, I'm checking into that. I'm just not happy with the way it looks. You know, the pool's old. It's settled. And every time it settles, it just, you know, it settles, and it's difficult to find something that's going to be that flexible. So, again, it's a work in progress.
Any other questions? Becky.
On the faucets themselves, around...
The new ones?
No, these aren't new.
Outside.
Outside, in the bathrooms.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We don't... Okay.
Any other questions, comments?
It's. I'm not quite sure what's going on with that. I will not take an application on it if that person owns another home in the park. I'm not sure. We're researching it. He will not. It's kind of a sticky situation because I think he does own another house in here. Therefore, we can't deny him a decal because he already owns one. I don't know yet, Pam. I'm still talking to him, but he's not obviously going to own two homes.
So I just saw it the other day that all the trees around that property were trimmed.
Right.
He
did.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
The person who thinks he bought it.
Correct.
Okay.
And he's not going to keep it. And I told him this is something he's going to have to discuss with the board and with the ACC. you know, it's a double-edged sword we have here. He can't own two homes. We know this. What it is, it already has been sold. No, that's 280 Blossom. Tina's house was sold early in September. Okay, when I'm no, Tina's house was sold, and he's going to sell it because he knows he cannot own two homes. I have not accepted the application until I find out what he's doing, and then that's a board decision. I'm not going to decide whether or not, you know, do we want to say, look, you know what, hell with you, you know, you made your bed, lie in it, or, you know what, clean it up and put it, you know, repair the deck, get rid of all the nasty trees, paint the sidewalk, paint the driveway. You know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, and it's going to be a board decision. You know, if the guy gives us some type of some notarized statement saying, yes, it's listed with a realtor, I'm not going to own two homes. I think then at that point, the board has to decide ACC what they want to do. I'm not going to make that decision.
Any other comments? If not, moving on to a little presentation from Cherie called Checks and Balances.
Okay, I think what Jack wants an explanation on is when a check is written in the office, we do not write checks. Myself, any of the staff, we do not write checks. I think one check since I've been here in almost, 3.5 years, have we ever had to write a check? We do not write a check. And that one check, obviously, it has to go through 4 different signatures, initials, to be authorized to be dispersed. So far as our accounting for our bills, our bookkeeper comes in every Wednesday. I initial, Lori initials, and two board of trustees initial. The checks always have 2 signatures from 2 board members. The treasurer, right now, our first chair has been signing the checks. So it's a very strict procedure. We do not write checks. Our bookkeeper takes care of all of the accounting in that department. Our payroll goes out to an individual company, CPA. And they do our payroll, strictly them. So we separate the two. But the office has nothing to do with any of the checks or writing for the bills. We prepare them and we submit them. What else did you need, Jack?
I think those are the issues. This has been several months ago, and I can't remember what the issue was that had come up. And Cherie was going through all this detail. And I said that would be a very good teaching moment so the Board of Trustees know what's going on as well. Carol signs checks, so she's in tune to this. I have signed checks, so I'm aware of it. But not everybody else has that background or experience at this point. So I said to her, and because there are so many rumors that float around, I thought it was good to explain this. Now, a couple of things I would say to clarify. When she's talking about bookkeeper, that's not somebody on staff. That's somebody who comes in from outside. When we're talking about payroll going out, it's the punch cards are here, they get totaled up and that sort of thing, but it goes out and gets processed by somebody else. So that when you hear the word Cindy was in, well, that's the payroll or the bookkeeper person, okay? So I hope we can squelch some of these crazy rumors that get going. I know it was also because somebody spoke up at the meeting and said, he heard this at the pool. And I said, don't believe everything you hear at the pool. So I thought it was helpful. And if we have some pool people here who have the knowledge now, they can squelch some of these crazy rumors that get started and passed around and fly around like wildfire.
What happens when we sign off on the bills? There's four people. And what I do is I will look at the previous month's electric bill. I'll look at the previous month's water bill. I will look to make sure that we're in sync. If we're using too much water, if we're using too much electricity, if one chart of account is higher than the other, I kind of have a mental running tape in my mind, in my head, so I know what these figures should be. And it's just when I double check these, it's an insurance that we're not overspending in certain areas. Do we need to pull back in certain areas? So that's basically what I do with the bills and stuff.
To add to that, also, not only the checks and the bills are checked over, so are the payroll reports.
Okay. Come up to the mic.
That petty cash, we keep our receipts. We don't use it a lot in case we have to. A refund for, say, a key to the storage compound. They're moving, they're leaving. They want their $50. They're going to be traveling. So we'll give them, if we have enough in petty cash, we'll give them that. We write a receipt, and Lori balances that. Usually in the summer, we do it once a month. In season, we do it every 2 weeks. Because we're a lot busier and we do not want to have money, a lot of money in the office. People pay for their application fees, $50, $20 for the rental decals. Again, $50 for the, or 30, sorry, 30 for the compound keys. No, I'm just different accounting of miscellaneous monies that do come into the office. We refund things. Like I said, the key, if Terry might go and buy some cones or something, and he'll go to Harbor Freight, we don't have an account there, I will reimburse him with cash.
I had to buy what I felt like we needed was an emergency light for the sidewalk area.
Yeah, just things like that. Nothing, you know, 20 here, maybe $10. Pardon? Right. What about it? Lori and I do it. We count the change, we roll it, and they charge a ton of money for them to roll it. So we just have a little rolling party. And we roll it, and then Keith deposits it, and same thing as petty cash. When we reconcile petty cash, we'll go and take the change out of the washers and dryers, and we do that at the same time. We like to do it at the same time. And then in between, yes, always. And another thing, too, is if we have a busy 2 weeks, say we have 10 or 15 sales or rentals, we may have a bunch of checks. We may end up with $600 or $700 cash. So we will definitely, I don't like keeping the checks too long or the cash. So we try to do it, you know, on a regular basis. However, if we do have a busy week, we try to get it out of here.
The people on Zoom and the recording aren't picking up anything that's being said on that microphone because it's cordless and going through a different system.
Uh-oh.
It's a cordless one, yeah. So. You want me to take Gary's away? Yeah, okay.
Well, you weren't here very long. You lost your mic. I don't know. Of course I got it.
Mark?
Mark Bodo, 121 Holiday Park. I have a question on the application fee for putting in your application to run for the elections. Does the board have a policy to pay that application fee?
I don't understand.
Mine wasn't paid.
The reason I ask, and I think that's why you're bringing up checks and balances, I had heard that a check was written for an applicant to put in at, to help pay for their application when they went to apply at the Supervisor of Elections. So I was wondering if we had a policy, and if we did, then if it was done for one, it would be done for all, correct? But you're telling me that you don't have a policy.
No.
I think, Mark, what you meant was when a candidate applies, like you did, Terry did, you all pay for your own. And then when,
yes.
And then when we send the 10 to Tallahassee, the park has been paying the $10. Not the initial fee, just the fee that goes to Tallahassee. Especially in January when the new folks are coming on the board, we just send one check along with your oath and all of the other documents that need to go with them.
Okay.
So is this another rumor that's going around the park? Just asking for a friend.
I got a question though on Sherry, I have a question on checks and balances, and this just hit me. I probably should have asked it earlier. Our new trustee is going to be on the board for 2 months. And I know that our board members are all bonded, and that cost money to do that. We have to bond him for that 2 months, right?
Yes.
So that's $100 that we're spending. All right, I just wanted to make sure that we had to do that and that we understood that it was only for a very short period.
I don't know if there's a limitation, like, you know, when you get your driver's license and so forth. You know, in that fiscal year, do you have to pay again if your birth date comes up? I'll have to check on that. I haven't experienced that with a trustee coming on for just like 6 weeks or something, and seeing if we can extend the bond out for the following year. That's a good question.
Well, there wouldn't be a need to extend it. I mean, he's only going to serve for 2 months. Because
if he decides to come back on the board, or he puts his application in January,
right?
I'm just wondering if in a good question, ask the insurance company, can we apply this to 2022?
Thank you.
Joanne?
Just for a little clarification for everybody, so you understand how that works. Yes, he'll be on the board till the end of the calendar year. However, when and if another seat becomes open, not only can he, but others can run for that same seat. But they're not elected. They're going to be appointed just as he was today. It's
correct.
Another appointment. And it might be able, I would check too to see if that could be extended. Should he run even for a different seat? I think you might be able to do that.
I think that.
And I have one other question for Terry. You mentioned a gate committee. I think I must have been asleep. Who's on that?
Right now, just myself.
However, there was Beverly.
Yeah, I want you to be the chairman. I want you to be the secretary. I want you to be the everything on that committee.
As long as it doesn't cost me $25 a seat, you know. I'll do it.
You can. You're going to do it. There's nobody else working with you on that?
Beverly quit, and
I think Sharon wanted. Sharon was interested on Greenview.
Never got in contact with me. I don't.
But you've got new people. Maybe you can twist somebody's arm.
That's fine with me. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you.
You can't, trustees.
Okay.
Right, two trustees.
I'm sorry. What? Okay, never mind.
He can ask you guys who wants to raise their hand. Nobody. I'll be 2 months. I'll do anything.
Does anybody want to be on the board, on that committee with me? Raise your hand.
Not yet.
We can't.
Okay, we'll move on with the agenda. The bocce update you heard from Cherie's report, so there's nothing to add to that. The deed restrictions, happy to say, the one hanging issue from the meeting last Wednesday night has been resolved, so the deed restrictions are all in final shape, and now the processes that have to occur can, in terms of getting it printed, getting the mailing in order and all that sort of thing. So stay tuned as to the process, and maybe you will also hear the possibility that you could be used in the office in the mailing process. So if you have a couple hours on a given day, be ready to say yes. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I got a question.
Yes.
What was the resolution on the emotional dog that they were going to contact the lawyer? What did the lawyer say?
Do you want me to? Do you want to read it, or do you just want to say what we added? He got back to us, and he said, "We're leaving in what he said: emotional support animal." As I forgot the wording that. As not defined. Oh, per ADA / FHA, because service animal is ADA controlled. Emotional support animal is Federal Housing Act controlled. So there's two different entities involved here. And then he had written another book about some guidelines that we could use that would not go in the deed restrictions themselves, but would give us a foundation if there were an issue come up. Okay. So he was very, I think, very informative.
Yes.
Well, I just think it gives management, either today or in the future, an opportunity to do something.
Yeah. So,
because the dog that was in the pool, if I understand correctly, basically, the health department could have shut us down because we're a public
pool. Who saw the dog in the pool?
Nobody saw the dog in the pool, but I know that.
Pardon me?
I don't know.
Wait, who saw a dog in the pool?
I saw the dog was lying in the water in the pool here.
Okay.
Same thing.
Not a problem. Nope, not a problem. Okay. We'll explain later.
So we advised Cherie to keep that three-page email from Carl in the booklet that she has to have this as a reference and give us guidance in the future. Okay, moving to HIPAA report. Now that they're operating on their own, in terms of meetings, etc.
Jack.
HIPAA, not HIPAA.
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 Well, how do you say it?
HIPAA.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, Jack, before we move on, since we're in workshop items, and you did bring up the bid from CDA, does that need to be covered here before we move
Thank
on
you.
To HPPOA?
Yes, let's cover that. The gate. Bid for the gate to be brought up and discussed, do that before we move on with number 10. This report says the barrier operator full tower aluminum cabinet with doors 287470, 17 foot barrier arm with red and green lights 638, LED counterweight 143, shipping charge 200, hardware parts miscellaneous. For the installation, $50, labor, $400, for a grand total of $4,305.70, coming from CDA Solutions in West Melbourne. They're the ones who have put in the new exit gate. $4,305.70.
For the purpose of discussion, I would like to make a motion that we move forward with the replacement of the arm in the amount of $4,305.70.
Moved and seconded.
Question?
I know that several times as I was in and out, I checked with Derek to see what was going on, and I got the word, I didn't get a quote, but I got the word from him that it appeared that they're going to have to replace that. And I think it makes sense because we have been, I won't say nickel and dime because the bills weren't that cheap, but we've been paying repairs on that quite extensively. And since we saw that it's 8 to 10 years old, I think it might have given us a good life.
Cherie, can you kind of give us an idea? I mean, I kind of know personally from going in and out the gate, how many times has that been broken down in the last 6 months? At least once a month?
I want to say at least four times. And I like the exit gate that they put in. That seems more solid. Obviously, it's new. But it's going to be exactly the same, but on the other side. Yeah. And just FYI, the company has done work in this park. They put these doors in. They put the lobby doors in. They put the exit arm in. They filled in that wall in the billiards room, put that door in. They're very reasonable, and they're right on it. I'm sorry it's taken this long to, you know, get the final estimate, but it's
Do you recall how that price compares to the new gate that just got put in? I don't remember how much we paid for
pretty
that.
Much the same.
Was
I'd have to
much?
Pull it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the electricity going to be an issue? I
no.
feel like electric's always
no.
an issue.
No, okay. we will use
So we can
the
use
existing.
The same stuff we have.
Yes.
All right. And no more new cement
No.
holder? Okay.
No.
Just a couple of questions. So it is the same, except it won't have an eye on it to open it automatically.
Right, exactly.
And can you just, what is it more than one thing that has gone wrong with this gate, or mostly the motor and the chains?
It's the motor, it's the pulley, there's a pulley in it. You know, that thing goes up. I can't even begin to tell you how many times a day that thing's up and down.
But
and they have to manually, it goes down all the way. It doesn't like stop it and then it goes up. It manually goes, or not, it goes down. You know what I mean? It doesn't, they don't let it go 3/4 and then, you know, it has to go the full cycle.
Oh, just the mechanics in it were wearing out. Okay, thank you.
Do we have a warranty with that?
I'm not sure of the exact time frame, but yes, we do.
So in the long run, we may be spending a nice chunk of money, but over the time it's going to end up saving us, because I know that those bills have been very expensive to do the repairs, having seen the checks go out for the repayments of that. So I do believe that this would be a viable solution instead of continuing to, like they've said, nickel and dime it, because it's been a shear pin here and it's been a shear pin there, and it's been a lot of big issues, and now it's a major issue when you consider that that gate goes up probably 1,000 times a day.
Yeah, definitely.
Becky, I guess they're bowing to you.
Oh, I'm still on the gate. How soon can they get here and get it, and can they get us up and working temporarily? Or, I mean, that gate's been down or up.
I know,
for
a while.
Days now.
I got back today, so I wasn't able to contact them today, and I just got this email today. It wasn't even in my report. I had to add this on. I'll find out first thing in the morning, the warranty, the parts, everything. I just wanted the board to and the residents to be prepared for what we're in for here.
Diane Russo, 1158 Center.
You got to put it down a little bit.
Diane Russo, 1158 Center. I just have a question. You know how the box will have the arm? Can't an arm or somehow an arm over the sidewalk come out of that same box? Is that a possibility?
I wish we could. It sounds feasible. It makes sense to me. I don't know how that would work, though. It would be double duty, you know. Yeah, it doesn't hurt. We sure can.
Joanne?
Good question.
Joanne Gagan again. If you get in contact with that company, Karen made a very good point about something you all should always look for when you get a written bid. Look for that warranty. It should be in writing. It should be on there. If it's not, when you call them, ask them to fax over something that says it.
Absolutely.
In writing.
And again, I apologize. I just got this in this afternoon, and I didn't get a chance to call them. So, yes. Thank you.
Mark Bodo, 121 Holiday Park. Along with warranty, is there any type of a service agreement?
I just wanted to introduce this to the board. I will have everything tomorrow. I will have a warranty, the service agreement, the lead time, everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They don't listen.
If there are no other questions, I'll call the question. All in favor of going ahead with this bid for the new entrance gate, raise your right hand.
Eight to zero.
Zero. Okay. An HPPOA report. Good. I assume that they may not, since they have their own meeting, when? Tomorrow? Next week. Yeah.
You don't need it on anymore, but since I have the floor, I'm going to use it. The memberships are...
Go ahead.
The memberships are in full swing until January, at which time we will go out and start selling them with bot captains. Most of the activities are at least starting. We've got pancake breakfast coming up in November. They're working on Thanksgiving, however, I don't know how that's going to come out. The biggest thing is we need volunteers. So please come forward.
Becky, what's the cost of the membership?
Five. We reduced it to $5 again.
Okay.
And the memberships that we're serving now will go all the way through, or selling now, will go all the way through 2022.
And a reminder that the non-member prices went up. Much more beneficial to be a member.
The non-member prices for any thing that we're selling tickets on, although I don't know that this includes New Year's Eve, but anything else, the non-member, it Okay. It's an additional $3 per person.
Oh. I was going to ask you where you get the non-membership card. Oh.
Somebody has too much idle time. ACC report. Ron, do you have anything to share?
It's very warm. It's very warm.
I like it. It's Ron Foote, 214 Holiday Park. I would like to thank the Holiday Park people for the cooperation on the write-up letters that we sent out. We've sent out 460. We've gotten probably 250 responses, and most of them have been positive. A lot of them have thanked us for, because they were the COVID problem, and they forgot they had a home down in Holiday Park. And they got a warning letter, or just a letter saying they need to, you know, pull their weeds and power wash their house. And one lady says, well, through problems I had at home and COVID and probate court, she goes, I forgot you didn't own the house down here.
Oh my gosh.
So I think everybody's doing a good job. And we've had to extend a few of the letters because the people are coming down November 6th, November 8th, December 1st. So, and the mail didn't help us out because Canadians last weekend got their warning letters. So we're working with that. When we get it all compiled between Karen and Connie, they'll turn it over to the office with the ones that are actually default. And I think everything's going pretty well, and it looks good to see the park getting cleaned up. And I'm the only one for this week. Bill's gone on vacation, so if I'm a little slow responding to you, it's part of my low-paying job. So if there's any questions I can help you with, let me know.
Ron, forgot to bring this lady's name. I got a phone call today by a resident. It was a message left on my phone that she had gotten a violation letter for weeds and things, and she has gotten them taken care of. She had somebody come do it for her, and she wanted to let whoever needed to know, but I, like an idiot, forgot her name, but I will give that to you so that you know that someone has responded to their violation letter.
Yeah, if you can, because that's what we got a list of the people that have either already been corrected and we've gone out and rechecked them already. And we have a list of people that are coming down in early November, late December to do it. We got another list of people that will be in January that are going to be having people come in and do their work. So if we can keep track of it that way, I'd appreciate getting the name.
I'll get that name to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Any other? Oh, thanks, Bob. Richard, that was a good one. Richard had all of his numbers, but they weren't in the right order, but I'm glad he took care of it. Well, if they don't like our answer as ACC board, and you're not happy with our response, then that you turn in a complaint to the board trustees, and they'll take care of it. And as far as the 30-day deal, we turn the letters into Sheree for 30 days, and then there's another 30 days, and there's 21 days, and it goes to the lawyer, and if it's not resolved, then they'll put a lien on your property.
Ron, let me clarify that. 30 days, you guys give them they get the letter, they have 30 days to correct their violation. If the violation is not corrected in those 30 days, we, Holiday Park, hire somebody to go in and do the power washing, pulling the weeds, weeds in gutters, numbers on mailboxes, et cetera, whatever the violation is. So we send somebody to do it. Then we send them an invoice. They have 30 days to pay the invoice. If they don't pay the invoice, a courtesy call, maybe. A lot of times people are really upset, but anyway, the work gets done. And then what we do is we file a lien on the property. And this has been effective because when we did the power washing last time, we've had at least three that, well, I'm not going to pay that. You know, to hell with you. Guess what? You can't sell your house because there's a lien on it. So if they're going to go rent or if they're going to sell it, they have to pay that lien to us first. And, you know, a simple $50, $80, maybe $100 power washing job turns into $250 or $300 because they don't want to do it and we hired somebody to do it. Pardon? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Liz? Liz? Ask it.
Well, we give them plenty of notice, and if they're not going to remove it, then we do. And that's the bottom line. If they want to fight us on it, then if they want to take the time, it depends on what it is. Again, you know, that's an unusual situation, and in that circumstance, we would deal it on a case-by-case case, you know, and hopefully the owners, renters, mostly the owners will be reasonable and they will work with us. Very few will fight us. And when they do, we just do correct the violation and we charge it back to them. But for the most part, people have been very cooperative. Yeah. They really have. And you guys have been fantastic.
Okay. You know. Annette. Please come to the mic. Please come to the mic.
I don't need the mic. I left a message for Bill 2 weeks ago. I'm still waiting for him to give me a call back to come out and tell me what is accumulated unnecessary on my car park.
Okay.
Oh. I need to know this week. I haven't
searched. I'll look into it for you, Annette. We'll get back to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Not only can you sense that there is a little sparkle in the park, but I'm sure a lot of the power washers are happy that we are having an ACC group that's enforcing, because I've seen a lot of power washing going on these days, and it's looking good. Okay.
Jack, yes. Can I back up a minute? I have a question.
Can you
hear me?
Bring your mic
down. Now can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get closer even. My question is, now? All right. The HPPOA, okay? Are you are doing a dance and party or a pizza November the 13th, am I correct on that? Okay, nothing was said about it, and I thought, did I misunderstand something? So I just needed to be clarified on that, since I'm responsible for the pizza folks, so I want to make sure y'all come. So, but thank you very much. I'm sorry to backtrack on you.
All right, any public comments?
Mark Boda, 121 Holiday Park. So we just voted on this gate arm that we're going to replace. And we voted, I'm sure we voted on it because we want it done in an expeditious amount of time. But I would have thought that we would have given a little more thought and not voted on it until after we knew that there was a warranty or if there was a service availability for it before we just went ahead and said, go put it in. And we'll worry about that later.
I agree with you. We do need to get all the information that we asked for, like the warranty and the service contract, before anything is spent.
Absolutely, and I'll have that tomorrow. I just got it in today.
No, no, what I'm saying is, as a board,
absolutely,
I would have thought that before you vote and say, yes, we're going to go ahead and do this, because now it's going to get done, And we don't know what the warranty is, and we don't know if there's any kind of service agreement with it. That's what I'm saying.
No, I get it, Mark, and I apologize for not having that information. It's
Sherry,
no, you know
it's
what
not, it, it's not. It's not your fault. I'm saying, as a board, when you decide to vote on something, you should have all that information before you go ahead and vote on it.
We could, and probably should have tabled it. You're very correct, Mark.
And I understand that we're going to look into those things. But in the future, I mean, I'm a person that's going to be on the board, and I just, to me, you would have all that information available before you said, yes, I want to go ahead with this.
You are very correct. We probably should have tabled it until we had the information.
It's just
Thank
a comment.
Thank you for bringing it up.
It's not, you know, it's just a
oh,
comment.
Oh, I understand. Thank you.
I'm just nervous with that gate arm being up 24/7 and you will have the information, I promise. This is one of those unusual circumstances that we had
We'd all like to have it up. So what happens if there is no warranty and there is no service agreement? We're going to have it anyways, right? But I'm saying we need the arm repaired. It needs to be new. Whether those things are there or not, it's got to be done. We're hopeful that we get some kind of benefit in the long run.
Any other comments? Trustees, anything to question, comment?
I want something I'm not sure I understood. Terry needs help, but I couldn't help him because I'm on the board also, so you could not have two people on the committee?
On a committee, right.
Okay. I just wasn't sure about that.
That's the sunshine law at work.
So
that's why he also...
You're not going to help. I'm not going to help you.
Jay.
He also had some people before, but they had to resign when he got on the board. And they were on the board. So it
Thank you.
Diminished his group. Okay. Looking for a motion to adjourn? I'm sorry, public comment is passed.
And it was.
Compliments only, though.
Joan Ocnero, 1180 Floral. My concern is about all the mold around the pool. When I go to the pool and I'm walking barefoot, I'm walking in all this black mold. And I was wondering if there's some kind of a plan where maybe the night crew, who there's not a lot of people out there, might be able to take the power washer and start power washing it to get rid of some of that?
Yes. Unfortunately, you're not supposed to use bleach or chlorine. And the chemicals were used, which in turn turned the bricks black. So what we need to do is just keep power washing it until we get all that black out of there.
Okay. So you're saying that's not mold?
No. It discolors it. It's not mold. I don't know what
the
molecular term is, but you shouldn't use the chlorine or the bleach. And by just continual pressure washing, hopefully the sun will get rid of all that.
Let's hope. When we get out of the pool and walk barefoot with chlorine out of the pool and walk on those pavers, we're creating whatever it is.
Not necessarily. The amount of chlorine, I think, coming from the pool is not as bad as using it straight on the bricks. Okay.
But have we used chlorine on those bricks before?
Yes.
Oh.
The thing is, the pool is balanced, and if you use chemicals outside,
right,
they get in and mess up
the
balance.
So we should not have done that, use the chlorine on the... So, okay.
Now the long-awaited motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Oh. What? He had a question.
Oh,
we have a question?
Trustee.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hold it. Don't run away. Gary has a word to say.
I do want to thank my fellow board members for letting me on, and I want to make three quick comments. One, keeping the ACC complaints out of this meeting, like occurred last meeting, it kind of got out of hand. Good move. pointing out rumor control at the pool, which is very divisive in this community, I'll be honest with you. And the checks and balances explanation that we got tonight, excellent. I think those are three good things that were accomplished in tonight's meeting. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right.
Do I have the motion, or you need a motion? Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Carol did it.
I made the motion to adjourn. Who seconded?
No problem.
Second. Somebody.
Welcome.